I remember once I was roaming through the streets for 7p because I had 13p on me and the minimum bet on a machine 20p, and I just wanted to put an accumulator on to try and get food for the week. If I had to estimate how much I lost financially during my gambling, over 12 years I estimate it around £100,000. I watched a lot of football and there was getting to a point where I wasn't watching any football match without a bet on. My dad passed away in 2013 and that was another trigger. He was probably my best friend. We went to watch Peterborough United together every week for 15, 20 years. He also struggled with gambling throughout his life. Unfortunately, he was involved in a car accident when he got to hospital. They found a mass on his pancreas and he was dead 6 weeks later. It was easier to lose £500 on a football bet than it was to actually confront the reality of grief. One of the last things my dad said to my mum was, "Don't let James go down the same road I did, gambling wise," and I evidently did. April the 5th, 2018, which was my 28th birthday, was when I stopped gambling. I lost £2,000 on a fixed odds betting terminal during my lunch break. Didn't go back to work, sat in my room for 3 days, cried, turned my phone off. And when I turned it on, I saw that I'd lost my job. I saw that my mum was ringing all my family, worried all my friends had messaged me. And it was at that moment I just realised, this is not about me anymore, this is about other people. In June 2019, we founded The Big Step. We started at Man City Stadium, then went via six other Northern-based clubs that have gambling shirt sponsors, and finished at Manchester United. And it's just getting the message out there that this level of advertisement is dangerous. I first heard about the Northern Gambling Service in Manchester during our first Big Step event. I think it's really, really important. If this service was open to me when I was gambling, it would have been massive for me. For my dad as well, who also spent a lifetime struggling with gambling. I'm hoping that this service will be able to give people opportunity to help themselves and help other people affected by it.